Hello.
Hi, this is Oscar, and we are calling from National Opinion Service, and we are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household...
Okay.
I'm sorry, hello?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yes. Does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Oh, I already voted. Yeah, I'm a registered voter.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, white, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
I'm African-American.
Thank you. Now, I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
I will vote.
We can say probably or definitely vote?
Definitely.
And what is your age?
70 years old.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. From 0
10.
To 10? 10. Extremely. Okay.
10.
And generally speaking, how closely would you say that you have been following news and important information about politics and candidates over the last year, very close? Somewhat closely, not that closely, or not that all closely?
Very closely.
Regardless
very
of how you... Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Something else. Independent.
Thank you. Independent, okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Oh boy, here we go.
Or you don't know. It's okay. That.
Yeah, you can skip that one.
Okay, sure. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economy situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think the economy is getting worse.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say that are the most important issues for you or for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select two of the following. The first one, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, reducing crime, improving K-12 public school education, creating more jobs and rising wage, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion rights, combating division and racism, border security. You can pick two of those.
Social Security
mm-hmm.
and gun control.
Gun control. Okay, let me pick those two. Thank you. And now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you never heard for that person, just let me know. Republican in Congress?
Oh, 50.
50. Thank you.
50.
Oh, 50. Kamala Harris?
Definitely.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
Fifty.
Donald Trump?
50.
Cornel West?
50.
Tim Scott?
0.
Hakeem Jeffries?
0.
Democrats in Congress?
50.
Thank you. And I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, just let me know.
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
Yes. The first one.
A lot. Okay. And has what you, I mean, and has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? We can say much more favorable, less what favorable, or much less favorable.
Much less. I gotta eat dinner.
Oh, if you wanna, can. Not really being honest. If you wanna, I can call you in a later time and we can continue. That's not a problem.
Okay, do that tomorrow.
Tomorrow in the afternoon, it's okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice night.
Okay,
goodbye.